Hi, and welcome to my podcast as we move into the middle of May of this year. If you live in Louisiana, we're following the Louisiana legislature that is meeting in its regular 60-day session. Surprisingly, not the big issue of last year of pay raises for these fellows and ladies. They learned their lesson, and they've been very, very quiet on the pay raise that just dominated the session last year, caused Bobby Jindal, the governor of Louisiana, a great deal of trouble. And so there's been no talk of pay raises, and I don't think there will be for several years to come, particularly in the economy in which we live today. Two major issues, both of which I've written about. Last year, if you go to the website and look at last year's column, I wrote, or the last week's column, I wrote about the Saints and the state bailout of the New Orleans Saints. We love to have that football team down there. It means a lot to an awful lot of people, but we pay one heck of a cost. Interesting that no other city in America gets one penny of aid from a state for their football team. Not one other state gives money to a football team. Louisiana is right now giving $24 million. Now, they're cutting a new deal with owner Tom Benson to supposedly save the state money, but that's just all a sham. Benson's no fool. He's a smart guy, and he'll get every bit as much in this new contract as he did in the old contract. He's got some cards to play. He can always let the contract run out, pick up and move cities, although that's not as easy as it sounds. There'd be a lot of pressure to stay here because of Katrina. But the fact remains that he cut a heck of a deal for himself. The state is saying $6 million, but really when you put all the perks together, it's just exactly what the sale is now. One example to you is the state's going to agree to give Benson a building, an office building, and let him charge the state $24 a square foot of rental for 320,000 square feet. That's a huge income level of rental. I called several real estate agents in New Orleans and said, what would you charge me if I could bring you 320,000 square feet for Class A office space in downtown New Orleans? They said, Jim, with that much leverage, you could probably get it for $12 or $13 a square foot. We're now paying $24. So Benson's making off like a bandit. He's got a heck of a deal with the state. The state's basically giving him and paying for an office building, parking facilities. And when you add up all the costs of that and all the renovations they're going to do to the Superdome that only benefits Benson, more suites for him to sell, it comes up to about the same deal, about 20-some-odd million dollars is what he'll get. So all this ballyhooing about how much the Saints means financially doesn't really hold wash. The Brookings Institute, a very conservative think tank, did a major study of sports franchises all over the country and said it really doesn't make that much difference financially to a state. What they say is that there's only so much disposable income. If you got $1,000 to spend for you and your family to buy Saints tickets, if you don't buy those tickets, you're going to spend that $1,000 someplace else. You're going to buy a boat. You're going to take a vacation. You're going to do most of it in Louisiana, and the state will see the same amount of income coming in through sales taxes and through other taxes. We hear a lot about the jobs created. Well, I'm not sure selling beer and hot dogs are really the kind of jobs we want to brag about creating, because that's what you get when all is said and done. Very few really high-priced permanent jobs. And then finally, there's the argument, well, there's an intangible value to turning on the evening news all over the world and hearing the score of the New Orleans Saints. And it may make people want to come to New Orleans because they hear so much about it. Hey, folks, I got to tell you, I've never gotten excited when I hear about the Cincinnati Bengals or the Green Bay Packers to want to pack my bags and go to those cities. Just doesn't make that much sense. By the way, the other final argument they make is, well, we're such a small market, we need that state help if we're going to keep a football team. Buffalo Bills do great without any state help. They're a smaller TV market than New Orleans. Also, the Green Bay Packers, I mentioned, they're a much smaller market. So the numbers just don't make sense. It's a luxury. And if you want to pay for the luxury, let's just be upfront about it. We're paying state dollars for a luxury. Hard to reconcile in the time of cutting the amount of we're spending in colleges and universities and health care. But that's the decision for the legislature. I love the Saints. I'm for them. But it's a luxury. We're paying for it. It's not a good financial deal. This week, I wish you'd take a look at my column 2 on motorcycle helmets. That's a controversial issue in the legislature. And you keep hearing about the freedom of choice. It's the freedom of choice for one to make their decision. And I agree. I think it is a freedom of choice issue. But just don't get in my face with your hollering about freedom of choice. Most of these young kids that ride without helmets, even the adults, either have no insurance or the minimum $10,000 insurance. Now, you get in a serious accident with a head injury, the $10,000 hardly covers your trip to the hospital, let alone care for your brain injuries that could last the rest of your life. When you can't pay for it, you have to go to the charity hospital or get Medicaid benefits. And guess who pays for those benefits? You and I. So they're infringing upon our freedom of choice not to have to support those people when they're stupid enough not to wear a motorcycle helmet. And I wrote about it in my column this week that's up on the website right now. You want me to take a look. And I'm saying it, by the way, as a diehard motorcycle enthusiast. I've had bikes virtually all my life. Kind of want, you know, the last bike trip I wanted to make, I didn't make. I wanted to go up the Ho Chi Minh Trail from Saigon all the way up to Hanoi in Vietnam. And I'd gotten some information about it, but, oh, I'm probably a little too old to make a trip like that, a trek like that. I still ride some, but nothing like I used to. I do love motorcycles. That's a little update for you. You'll see a lot of fun stuff on the website, controversies involving Senator David Vitter and the Catholic priest down in Florida who was caught with his girlfriend, and it just shows the hypocrisy of not allowing priests to be married. I think priests should be married. There's a shortage of priests in the Catholic Church. You might read my story on the front, because there's nothing in the Bible about priests not being married. There's nothing about celibacy. That didn't even start to the 12th century. So, and I'm told it started so that the families of married priests would not make claim on Catholic monies. Well, those times have passed. We need the priests, and so it's an issue that ought to be revisited, and I wrote about it this week on my website. Hey, thanks for listening to the podcast this week. You folks have a good week, and I'll see you next week at the same time right here on the Jim Brown website. Thanks a lot.